If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really? Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
I'm Ken Rakowski. For the next hour, we are going to connect you to everything that's entrepreneur, businessrockstars.com. And what we're going to do is hang out with some amazing people. Now, at any point in time, just go to our website, businessrockstars.com, see what's happening in the studio. Drop me an email, ken@businessrockstars.com. Find something you love and do it better than everyone else. Great advice coming from entrepreneurs. Let's see. We will talk about, you know, the movie that is the big sensation this weekend is Straight Outta Compton. Have you seen it? It's done about $80 million, and we have the co-writer, co-executive producer, who's going to be joining us, Alan Wankus, and he has done so much in the whole industry. Actually, he's got some other secret movies he's working on. And then we also have our pit bull attorney, and that's Darren Kafnoki, who's going to give us some inside stuff when it comes to becoming, smart in business and making sure the law works with you. You know, we have a lot of amazing people. Well, actually, everyone that joins us on the show, our team, Brittany and Bridget, bring them together. And you can find out more by going to our calendar because we publish everyone that's on the show over the next couple of weeks. And let's see, we have Rolo, Nick, Ben, and Charlie. They push all the buttons and make things look and sound great every single day. If you watch the show, you can see Charlie. Charlie, I think, has more acrobatic and aerobic activity in the show than anybody else. He's always moving around, but you can see that as long as you go to our online site and you can watch what's happening while we're streaming the show. Do you know who Malcolm Gladwell is? One of my favorite books, of course, is Outliers. It talks about how 10,000 hours will make you a pro at whatever you want to do. And he was talking about the whole idea of, well, making sure you're not delusionary when it comes to creating something in the entrepreneurial world.
There's a wonderful literature on this that asks the question of whether entrepreneurs are, as a group, whether they are inherently overconfident. Usefully deluded is the phrase. They're not excessively so, but to start a business under the assumption that you will succeed requires overconfidence because the numbers say you won't succeed, right? So it's a very useful kind of delusion that entrepreneurs have.
It's true. They are delusional. I'm one of them. Delusional in the sense of that whatever reality is, we're going to warp it, change it, and modify it. So the reality of the world actually doesn't go and comply to us. We want it to be our own personal reality. People used to call Steve Jobs, he had his own reality distortion field. He would distort it was so it would connect to him. So how about this idea? I believe that being a rock star entrepreneur is kind of like being an athlete. You know, if you are doing things the right way, you're doing very similar approaches to what a Michael Jordan would do. If we want to go back to what a Pete Rose would do before he was gambling, going all the way back to any one of your favorite athletes, being this. If you want to start a business, you have to think like an athlete. Let me give you some examples. Your favorite athlete is, and I'm going to say Michael Jordan, okay? Michael Jordan to me is one of my favorite of all time athletes, period, right? What team was he with? Well, the one that he really, everyone connects him with is the Chicago Bulls. Not the Wizards, no. So he had the Bulls. And if you remember the Bulls, it wasn't just about Michael Jordan. Yeah, sure, he would generally score the most points, but it was Cartwright and Scottie Pippen, and it was the team that was around him, okay? Now, starting a business, you need to have a great team. You need to have the ones that are going to, of course, score the points, make the sales. You have to have the ones that have the infrastructure. That's your team members. That's your defensive side. You have to have your offensive side. You have to have all of them put together properly, right? So you need to have a great team. You have to have a great coach. You have to have cheerleaders. So think about that first. Next, you have to take care of yourself mentally and physically. You have to make sure that when you are doing any form of sports, you got to work out. Yeah, sure, if you're playing pool, maybe not, okay? I don't really think pool is a sport, but that's just my own personal opinion. But if you're playing tennis, if you're doing basketball, if you're doing swimming, if you're doing anything in that aspect, you got to take care of yourself, not just physically, but mentally. You know, this week right now, there's a triathlon going on in Santa Barbara, big triathlon. And my friends that are triathletes that are competing in this, they are physically taking care of themselves and they're mentally taking care of themselves. They're really psyching themselves out, knowing that they can do it. They can push themselves to the next level. Same thing in business. You got to take care of yourself physically, because if you burn yourself out physically, he ain't working the next day. You know, and that's one of the biggest problems. When I started my first .com, I gained a ton of weight because I didn't take care of myself physically. I found myself to be sicker, not really being in physical good shape. Same thing when it comes to mental. You got to make sure you are psyched out, that you can overcome any type of situation that pops up in front of you, just like an athlete. You got to be in physical and mental great shape. I'm talking about how being an entrepreneur, starting a business, is very much like being an athlete. Next, hey, when you're weak, people will try to take advantage of you. Come on, of course. Think about the wrestlers out there. Think about the, what's it called? The cage fighting. What's that called? UFC. Think about, hey, if somebody's weak, you're out for the count. Down. Right? What's her name? Raleigh. What's the girl's name? Ronda Rousey. Right? Look at her, man. She takes advantage of the weak right away. She finds somebody's vulnerabilities and she takes them out. Well, same thing in business. Somebody sees you weak, they're going to take you out. They're going to take you down. They're going to destroy you, just like in sports. So you got to make sure that you aren't weak. You are prepared for the battle, the challenge, the fight. Sometimes your biggest obstacle, in most cases, it's you. Really, if you really pay attention to great athletes, they always say what they had to get over was themselves saying they couldn't do it. You know, I see this when it comes to people that do extreme sports. They say the biggest obstacle was themselves. I got to get past this pain. I got to get past this of this. I can't do it, so I can do it. It's the same thing when it comes to you in business. Your biggest obstacle at times is you. It's pushing yourself to the next level. It's organizing yourself so you can actually become more organized and creative and take on challenges. Those who maintain proper control in sports, they don't deviate and take on too many things. You know, my favorite athletes are the ones that are highly focused. The ones that say, hey, you know, I am a football player. I am a basketball player. I'm a hockey player. Not the ones that, look at Michael Jordan going back. You know, Michael kind of tried to do too many things at once. And when he did, he wasn't that good at it. The business people that are highly focused right at the beginning do incredibly well. Focus. Focus. So are you an athlete in business? Can be. Three things you got to do in business, which every athlete does. Okay, one, you got to see you as the strength of getting everything done. Meaning this, if you can't convince yourself you can't do it, meaning, hey, I can't do it. If you can convince yourself doing that, you're never going to do it. But if you can convince yourself that you can do it, you will. Number two, you have to have a great team around you. You do. You have to have great coaches around you too. So if you are in an individual sport like tennis or gymnastics, it's an individual sport. Sure, you're part of a team in some cases, but it's really up to you. But you have to have great coaches, great mentors. And then last and most important in business as well as in sports, you got to be focused. You have to have laser focus. When you're training for a triathlon, when you're training for anything that is intense, got to get up early, got to go to bed early. You got to eat properly. You have to have the right mental condition. You have to make sure you block every obstacle that's out there out of the way so you can be highly focused. Same thing in business. You do those things, watch how things will change for you. All right, one of the tools we're going to give you are amazing people. We do this on a regular basis. And you can get our podcast, which we get really excited about. A new one just went up, which I love. The team here has edited so well. You know, it's funny because it's taken so much time to get the tweaks and edits right. But now when you listen to it, you go, wow, this podcast sounds great. Go to play.it. You can hear the podcast as well as the other shows that we have there. Play.it. Let's see. Also, businessrockstars.com. Sign up for our pitch camp, which will help you become a better pitcher when it comes to your business. And not just your pitch when it comes to what you're saying, but your visuals. businessrockstars.com/pitchcamp and sign up for our webinar. Free. Doesn't cost you anything. Nate Hofseffel is our in-studio live webinar bringing child. And he's going to talk to you about all the secrets that are not taught to you in school when it comes to sales. All that's over at businessrockstars.com. When we come back, the movie has done incredibly well. It's called Straight Outta Compton. It's all about NWA. Yeah, it's about the band, and you know a lot of these people, right? They've become rock stars themselves. But let's talk about this movie, and what's it like being in the whole movie industry? And then later on, Darren Cavanocchi is going to join us. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Want a reliable PC that's ready for whatever your business throws at it? Dell's PCs and 2-in-1s are built for what happens. Like the Dell Latitude 2-in-1 with an Intel Core M processor. The world's most secure 2-in-1 combines the performance of a laptop and a 13-inch tablet into one powerful device. So you can research and analyze data in laptop mode and present to clients in tablet mode. Join the millions of small businesses that trust Dell and Intel as their technology partners. Hire Dell today. Visit Dell.com/radio.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7. To help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about that.
This is Business Rockstars. Starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
You got to always, I guess, undercommit and overdeliver. That's easy, right? Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, starting, growing, and funding your passion, something real and sustainable. We're here to help you do that. And also making sure we're connecting you to everything that's entrepreneur. Joining me in the studio, have you seen the movie Straight Outta Compton? I haven't. Oh, I'm going to pull my hair out right now. But the guy joining me in the studio, I think he has seen it. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 10 times, not including writing it and co-executive producing it. So,
oh, I guess joining us. He is the co-writer, co-executive producer, Straight Outta Compton. What does co-executive producer mean?
It means that I was involved in setting up the project. I got the music rights attached and set up the whole deal at the studio. And because of that, I was more than a writer, so they gave me a co-executive producer credit.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I was involved. Once the studio gets involved, it's their movie, but I was in touch with all the marketing and the publicity step by step. I was watching this thing become a monster.
I think the weekend numbers were 80 million.
Last weekend, we opened with 60 million.
Right, but I think by the end of the weekend, it was 80
million. We will clear 100 million this weekend.
That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, really impressive. For the budget, we did it was a $29 million budget, which, you know,
I know it sounds like a big number, but it's not.
But when you talk about a movie like Jurassic World, where they spend $200 million, you know. So the studio looks at this as a big, big success.
Yeah, but you can do a Jurassic 2. It's kind of hard to do a Straight Outta Compton 2, isn't it?
They're talking about where to go with this.
Really?
You know?
What would that be called?
It would be, well, what happens is we created characters that are in the movie like Snoop Dogg and Suge Knight. And if we continue those storylines, contractually, the studio owns that story, which I co-wrote.
Oh, I see.
So even if they make sequels, I will get a characters created by, a story created by credit.
Yeah. It's interesting because when you walked in here, I go, I know you.
Yes.
I've seen you before.
I've been to your big events.
You've gone to my events. You actually, a few of the people that have been on our show, you're friends of theirs. Mm-hmm. And you have a different, you're behind the microphone now. You're the rock star.
Thank you.
But you are.
I know. Done. Before that, I was helping interconnect you with some big people. And now my movie came out.
Yeah, and how long has it taken for you to get the movie to where it's at? How many years did that take?
I would say 13 years, believe it or not. And this one was a tough one, Ken, because there were so many personalities and so many media people involved. I mean, Dre is just a brand on his own, Ice Cube. So I will tell you how I got involved.
Please. Yeah, absolutely.
What happened was I was introduced to Jerry Heller. Jerry Heller was a music manager who in the movie is played by Paul Giamatti. And Jerry Heller started telling me a story. This is in 2002. He started telling me about this friendship he had with a hip-hop star named Eazy-E. And it was such an Jerry's a 40-ish white guy at the time. It was such an unlikely friendship that when he started telling me the story, that it just jumped as a cinematic story. And he had managed Pink Floyd, Elton John, and been in the music business. White guy, Jewish, was an unlikely guy to become best friends with Eazy-E. So automatically, I started meeting with Jerry Heller, and me and actually a co-writer named Lee Savage started crafting this script. And we wrote draft after draft after draft, got Jerry Heller on board, and then from there...
This is 13 years ago.
This is 2002, 2003. Then we went to Eazy-E's Widow with the script, and there was no source material. And you have to remember, there was no YouTube, there was no Wikipedia,
there was
no Facebook. And there was no real book on the subject. We had to go interview people, research. Jerry Heller introduced us to people. And then we took the script to Eazy-E's Widow. Eazy-E's Widow controlled some of the music rights, including some of the big, big songs. You can't do the music. You can't do the movie without the songs. So once we had that, we went to Eazy-E's Widow. And you have to understand, Ken, it was like trying to bring the Beatles together. No one was speaking to each other.
Oh, I didn't know that. So they all have...
Dre and Cube were speaking, but they weren't doing business together.
Okay.
No one liked the manager. Eazy-E's Widow was looked at like maybe she was a little Yoko because, you know, Eazy-E had died and she controlled some of the music. So once we had Eazy-E's Widow on board, we went to the studio and sold the project. And that was in 2006. And then from there... That studio was Warner Brothers New Line. They wanted to make it, but they weren't sure what to do with the foreign on it. So that took a couple of years. Then from there, it went to Universal.
When did you shoot it? What year?
We shot it last summer.
So last summer, but it took that long to get to a point to where you can shoot it.
Yes. And honestly, Ken, they won't even shoot a frame until they have a release date. So last summer, they were like, how are we going to release this movie? It's a niche movie. It's not a blockbuster summer movie. So they're going, we can't open it up against Mission Impossible. We can't open it up against, you know, Jurassic World.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Sorry. What's funny, Man from U.N.C.L.E. was Warner Brothers, the very studio that sold the project to Universal and said, we're going to do Man from U.N.C.L.E. instead. And then it's like, okay.
No, but I want to go back to this whole idea because planting the seeds a decade and a half ago to get it to where it is now, most people think you're an overnight success in the music movie industry. Mm-hmm. Not the case whatsoever.
No. I had written a bunch of movies. I actually had written Johnny Depp's first movie, which wasn't a great film. And I had done a bunch of stuff, but nothing of this magnitude. This is a big, big studio summer movie. So, the journey to get it, like I said, once it went to Universal, Universal wasn't going to do the movie until they had a release date. They knew they had a good weekend, and they picked August 14th. And I'm not even sure Man from U.N.C.L.E. had even booked that weekend yet. But they, when Man from U.N.C.L.E. went against us, we were like, all right, we could take care of that.
Which you did.
Yeah.
Which you did.
And I'm sure it's a great movie, but more kids. I will say the Universal Marketing Department really, really did a great job.
A great job across the whole country.
I mean, we were the number one trending topic the weekend before on Twitter and Instagram.
So you as an entrepreneur, do you make money on this?
Yes.
It sounded like I just threw the microphone on the ground going,
what happened was...
you don't have to tell us exactly how much, but you've done well.
Yes, I've done well. It was $1 million script sale to begin with.
Okay.
And that was paid out over time.
But you have done well because of that.
Yes, and then I have a producer's deal where I get payouts on box office milestones, and then I have a writing credit, and that writing credit gets me revenue from all the DVD and VOD and SVOD.
So there's an annuity here.
I will be coming back to buy all you guys boats.
Oh, wow.
Is there room in your garage for a boat?
One of those. We got contracts for you to sign. Hey, now, does this also put you on everyone else's radar for something else? I don't know the industry. Just tell me. I'm just curious.
For me, when we talk about being an entrepreneur, I like to have a little control of my projects. So the next thing I did was I went and met with Nancy Jones, who was George Jones's widow, because George Jones, the country star, has an incredible cinematic life. And so I got the rights to George Jones's movie.
So that's another one you're going to write.
The next
will that
one.
Take another 13, 14, 15
years?
No.
The only reason Straight Outta Compton took so long was because there were so many personalities. You had Eazy-E's widow. You had Dr. Dre. You had Ice Cube. You had Jerry Heller. And everybody had their own deals and had to get approvals and... You know, Eazy-E's widow was looking out for Eazy-E's legacy.
This is what I want you to do. When we come back, to everyone out there that thinks they have a movie in them,
okay,
I want you to give us five things everyone must do to eventually get that movie somehow seen, either the screenplay or whatever is written. But give us some inside secrets to the Hollywood industry.
Okay.
You up for that?
I am.
People want to find you. Where do they go?
Twitter. Alan Wankus on Twitter.
That's it. That's where you go. Alan's going to help us understand what it takes to get inside the Hollywood groove. If there's something there, we'll find out. Also, Darren Cavanocchi is going to join us later on. He's our pit bull attorney. He gives us some great advice when it comes to making sure you're safe with the law and business. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
One in five children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly...
Business Rockstars, where we teach you what you need to know to become a rockstar entrepreneur.
Yeah. Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur. Of course, we like to start with quotes in every segment of the show. I'm not going to do the quote. Alan, what's your favorite quote?
If you don't like the if you don't like what's being said, change the conversation.
That's true. I like that. People want to follow you or find you. Where do they go? Twitter, Instagram?
Alan Wankus on Twitter. Is the best
place to follow me. Do you
use it? Yes, I am actively involved in Twitter. I've been doing updates about the movie since we first started talking about it years ago. Yeah.
Any, like, I can't believe this is happening when it comes to the movie right now. We're talking about Straight Outta Compton. Is something going on right now this week, since you're now going to your second week, anything that's surprising you?
It's become such a national news story, and that's the kind of movies I like to get involved in, because you create marketing angles. First of all, anytime Dre or Ice Cube tweets, thousands of people retweet.
Which makes it different than 10 years ago if this movie would have came out, because
absolutely.
The social following and stuff like that. Do you also think it's the climate of what's going on, too? Do you think the Fergusons and all that stuff has helped propel the movie towards that,
I think it's created a more topicality, so it doesn't feel like a dated movie. I think this movie is about, in many ways, before the Rodney King beating, things were going on with the LAPD and young black youths where, until they had cell phones and video cameras, no one knew how to document what was going on. Rodney King broke through that, and suddenly people saw something that shocked them, but it did not shock guys like Dre and Cube, who had been seeing it
all
their lives.
Right.
You know, being profiled, look what happened to Kayvon Martin, you know. So, Trayvon Martin? Yeah,
All of that now, again, timing was really well. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, if you're going to do a movie on a country singer...
Mm-hmm.
I got Nashville, the TV show.
What's happening is I've got the, first of all, George Jones was the rebel of country music. He was involved with mobsters and drug dealers. He hit bottoms that other people didn't recover from. He was married to Tammy Wynette. He's considered the greatest living country singer in the world. I have Nashville behind the project. I have the country music community behind the project. Country music is gigantic. Not the switch off straight out of Compton.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying market conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying, hey, you know what? We're going to do something around the zero emissions when it comes to cars because oil is so high. Oh, let's do Tesla because that makes sense because market conditions. You had so many different cultural situations going on where straight out of Compton made sense as an investor. Country doesn't have any of those market conditions around them. Does that make sense?
But it's such an entertaining, it's got the edge. I've interviewed Nancy Jones, George's widow, many times. So I think I've got a great story and a great marketing angle.
The reason why I'm saying all this to you is you have to create a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get investors.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an ROI, some type of return of investment.
Sure.
All of the things somebody in business has to have, right?
Yes.
I mean,
What we're doing with George Jones now is going to some A-list actors. And if we can get an A-list actor involved.
Changes things.
Yeah. You just go up from there. And we're getting some great responses. Yeah.
But you're talking like maybe in Nicolas Cage.
We're talking maybe Bradley Cooper.
No, I'm kidding. Nicolas and everything.
I think
he's in like Sesame Street stuff now.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering then if you could look at Hollywood as something to crack if there's a formula. Somebody that's sitting out there in Kansas City or in Mississippi and they go, hey, I have a really good script or I know this would make a great movie. What are certain things somebody has to do to crack the formula of Hollywood?
First of all, you do need a good script. If you're going to approach it from that angle, you need a good script. You can't say you're going to be a writer or try to get a job as a writer without having a sample. I find, for me, true stories work great because they create a marketing angle.
They're more relatable.
Yes. And I'll give you some examples. But the other thing is rights. I'm working on another project where we just got the book rights for this New York Times bestseller called Codename Johnny Walker. And it's a real exciting, thrilling adventure, and we have the book rights. So rights are something studios don't have. A lot of studios like Universal can always dip into their vault. They can make 10 Jurassic Worlds.
Because they already have it, right?
Right.
But something else that's new out there.
Yes, if you can get the rights to something, which we did with Eazy-E, with his life rights and his music, we had it first, and we went to the studio.
So a great script, rights are important. What's in a third
connections
thing?
You've got to constantly nurture your connections. I would not be where I am now if I didn't interconnect with people who introduced me to people who introduced me to people, and you and I even connected that way.
So somebody that's sitting in another part of the country that does not have that Hollywood connection, how do they get those relationships?
I drove out here from college 25 years ago with $700 in my pocket and a car I bought at a junkyard, came out here with no connections, started working as a bartender, and that's how I made connections.
That's how you did it?
Yes.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Boston.
Boston.
I grew up in Boston.
It's
with Boston University. Yeah.
It's a long drive. Okay, so let me make sure I got it again. Script, rights, connections, number four.
I think if you get script, rights, and connections, you've got to also be able to connect with people. And for example, when I went to Nashville to talk to Nancy Jones, George Jones's widow, I had to connect with her. She had to make sure I was someone that she could trust and open up to. So you've got to be able to talk to people and connect with people and not just look like you're looking for a business angle. So I'm, from my experience, rather than just go here, 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 I'm saying, yes, connect with people so they trust you, they want to work with you.
Got it.
And that has been something that's benefited me.
So can I throw out number five?
Sure.
Patience.
Patience is
you
absolutely essential.
Identified that earlier, right? Yeah. How long did it take to make Straight Outta Compton?
I would say 13 years, yeah.
A lot of patience.
Yes.
Because if you think, oh, this script is what's going to make me a millionaire, well, it might a decade from now.
13 years of the blank page.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Because most of these things are not overnight successes.
No. But they can be. I mean, I will say, Ken, that Straight Outta Compton was almost greenlit three or four times in 2008, 2009. The economy didn't help. You know, when things changed.
But those are all pressures around you, right, where patience is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so patience is absolutely essential.
So then if you look at people in the content industry,
mm-hmm,
is there anyone that you really associate with going, I really admire what they're doing? They're doing it the right way. Is there somebody that is on your radar that we should pay attention to?
I would say if I had to pick somebody, and it's out of the norm, is Greg Peters from News Distribution Network.
Who's that?
News Distribution Network took over the video platform and distribution for the AP maybe 5 years ago, and he started making deals with news organizations like CNN and E! Online and syndicating content to the Huffington Post. And Greg has since taken that, used his connections to create content for Amazon, long-form content. He was involved with a show called Alpha House with John Goodman.
Yeah, that's on Amazon Prime.
Right.
I like that,
and
actually.
So I'm saying in 5 or 6 years, Greg Peters, CEO, okay, has churned.
That's somebody you admire.
Yes.
Okay, now let's look at something else then. Now, you just talked about having a traditional release of a movie, okay? Mm-hmm. You went big screen. What was the release? Do you have any idea how many screens that was on?
It opened up on about 2,700 screens, and we're expanding this weekend.
So 2,700 screens, that's a decent release.
We were on 1,000 screens less than The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Right, yeah. And you made more money. Yes. That's impressive,
Our per screen average was through the roof.
So yeah. As you then look at the next week and the next week, you're going to probably get bigger and bigger, and then mm-hmm, there's going to be a peak,
mm-hmm,
and then after that peak you start going towards other markets, secondary movie theaters, and then you're going to do online and all those things, mm-hmm, right? Like I said, you have an annuity that's going to happen.
There's an amazing amount of money you make on video on demand that people don't, because you look at the box office, but video on demand, when people can go and click and rent that movie for $5 from their home, you'd be surprised how much of a revenue source that is.
Again, yeah. Straight Outta Compton, you want to see the movie. It's happening this week right now. You are the co-writer, co-executive producer. Big titles there, by the way.
Thank you.
Are you excited about the Amazon Primes, the Netflixes, and all these new places to put content up? Does that excite you?
Absolutely. I want to make deals with Netflix. They're paying big bucks right now so they can get
the
big
projects. Ted Sarandos is feeling really good about this, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And they just made a big deal because of an attachment with Brad Pitt on a book called, I think it's called War Room or War Game.
It's another vampire thing.
No, War Room.
It's a vampire thing, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No, it's about a general in the Middle East War. And they're doing it like a comedy and a satire. But the fact is, you get an A-list star attached. He knows the value of launching something on Netflix and going outside the traditional model of a film release. It saves a lot of money.
It does.
Yeah.
But this is what, maybe it's me. It looked like the world turned upside down the other day when I heard that Sesame Street is going to HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I saw a news item about it, yeah.
Right? Did you say it's War Machine? I don't know what that is.
War Machine. Yeah, that's the Brad Pitt movie. Yeah.
Oh, it's War Machine is the Brad Pitt movie. But Sesame Street going to HBO, which, by the way, makes sense because, hey, my kids watch stuff now on their iPad, right? Mm-hmm. PBS is not totally available on their iPad. All these new pieces of content are saying we have to be digital.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, in some cases, let's be a digital platform first, and then let's become a movie later on.
Mm-hmm.
That's an upside-down model compared to what we're used to, right?
Right. It depends on the studio. Like certain studios are willing to look at a different way of approaching content. Certain studios are very, very good at the way they do things, and Universal is one of them. Universal really knows how to dip into the grab bag of what they own. Like this summer, they did Ted 2, Jurassic World, and then they did Straight Outta Compton, and that was the...
So diverse.
Yeah. That was the one that they were going, Well, this is our riskiest one, and it's going to pay off the most.
It's, to me, probably the best time to be in the content industry, and I hate to generalize it like that, but there's so many places now to test something to see if there's an audience, so you can then either make money online or at a theater. You've got to be really excited.
It's I've been in the content business since I knew Steve Lehman in the 80s.
You're so, my partner, yeah.
Yes, and we were creating content for radio. Then I went online. What I've been doing all this time is grabbing things that are topical and newsworthy and making content out of them. And now I've graduated to feature films.
So you know then your next one's probably going to be around country music.
I'm all, and also the Codename Johnny Walker book. These are the ones I'm just finishing now. Yeah.
And how long does it take for you to start the project and then finish the project before it gets shot?
I would say to... from the beginning of the blank page, the research, I can usually get a script in about 6 months. And then from there, you start making the attachments. You try to get an actor involved, a director involved, maybe even another producer who has contacts you don't have. And then together, you're using your contacts, he's using his. And that's what I'm doing with the George Jones. I just went to a big producer who's getting it to big actors.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Ken. It's kind of nice coming from Boston over here now. Now you are one of those big names. You get to go to the nice parties.
I went to the premiere. They sent a car for me. I'm right behind Snoop Dogg, you know.
You know, I could send a car to you, too. It's called Uber. No big deal. It's kind of easy. But it's exciting to see all this. So this weekend, then, if you had to pick a movie... since you already saw yours, what's our movie this week?
Jeez, I would say see Straight Outta Compton again.
Yeah, again.
I'm telling you, it holds up. You want to see it twice.
That's I got to go see it this weekend. And Lon Ray, who's one of my best buddies over here, he saw it. Was good? He said it was good, too. And he scrutinizes movies. He's good.
It's got a lot of emotion to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So follow what Alan's doing. It sounds like he's right there in the thick of things. He's having a great time doing that. When we come back, we have our pitbull attorney joining us, Darren Cavanocchi. You've probably seen his TV shows on Investigative Discovery, like Deadly Sins. He's going to give us some inside stuff to make you a better entrepreneur when it comes to the law. And Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have twins? We're having twins? And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500 down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com. For details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping
something in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Brunei's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Brunei's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Brunei tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Brunei's industry-leading products at www.brunei.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for staying.
Is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
Ken Rogowski, Business Rockstars. We are connecting you to everything entrepreneur. Matter of fact, we're doing that right now with our resident pit bull celebrity attorney, yeah, Mr. Darren Cavanocchi, with startup legal advice. Now, of course, Darren, you star on a ton of big-time TV shows.
I thank you. Right. I'm most proud of Deadly Sins on Investigation Discovery. Well, I am because Investigation Discovery, let me say the name in full. I created the show.
It's a good show.
So I've got, you know, No One Has Ugly Babies. I love that show because it's my show.
We're going to be calling this the Startup Legal Advice, and this is brought to you by LegalZoom. Hey, LegalZoom, our friends over there, they're here to protect you when it comes to your business, from startups to everything. Do you ever use LegalZoom?
Oh my God. Attorney. I know. Well, listen, yes. I know LegalZoom well. They're friends of mine, too. And good. I think they really provide an awesome service for people because, to my mind, business is a tough enough sport to play without getting problems arising from not having the right corporate entity or the right business entity. And those guys are real pros when it comes to that.
I like that. LegalZoom.com. That's where
so
you go.
So we'll talk all about that.
All right, let's talk about business real quick. But let's talk about some of the trending news topics, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ashley Madison.
Yeah, there's a business. I was just going to say, there's some businesses that are taking some heat in the media right now.
It's a real legitimate business.
It is. It's a business. It's so interesting because I've been thinking a lot about Ashley Madison because why are you laughing? I'm not thinking about it because my name is on the list of
not your real name.
No.
but seriously, you look at it, it's a real business.
It's a real business.
Regardless of what it does, it's a real business. We're coming down on Ashley Madison, but it did get hacked.
Everybody's interested in whose name is on the list of customers, right. Clients, people that is now available for download and search, and you can find out if your neighbor or your boss or whoever was on Ashley Madison. And there's a lot of moral outrage about this.
I understand, but they were blackmailed.
That's the thing that is troublesome to me, that as a business person, as an entrepreneur, Ashley Madison was engaged in a business that a lot of people find morally repugnant, in a moral gray area.
Still real business.
But guess what? It is. It's a real business. And there are a lot of people that are engaged in businesses that others find morally repugnant. If I am a vegetarian, I'm going to find the business of butcher shops and rib joints as being morally repugnant. And there's People have the right to their outrage about all kinds of things.
So how can we learn from the lessons of Ashley Madison?
Well, first of all, I think there's going to be significant lawsuits that could follow Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison, by the way, is a Canadian company, but since they were doing business here in the United States, they could be sued by people for damages in federal court. Because their personal information was leaked. And Ashley Madison knew or should have known that given the moral ambiguity of their business, given the nature of the work that they did, safeguarding the privacy of their members was especially important.
So can we learn that from them?
You bet.
Well, situation?
That I think business owners need to know a couple of things. Number one, you've got to take stock in the business that you're in and take appropriate measures. And this is going to be custom tailored depending on the kind of business that you do. But you've got to take appropriate measures to safeguard your business. And this can come up in a variety of different ways. This can come up in terms of your employees. If you're put on notice that you've got an employee that's dangerous or violent or somebody you're associated with that has this problem, you've got to take reasonable steps. There's a case right now, Baylor University, they have a football player who is just convicted of sexually assaulting and attacking a women's soccer player there. And the school knew when they recruited this football player that he had a history of violence and specifically attacking women. They knew it, but they put it aside. They justified that somehow it was going to be okay to have this guy there. And then, of course, it turned out that it wasn't. They're now going to be sued. Ashley Madison, if they're in the business of having the sensitive data, they've got to take reasonable steps to safeguard that data and prevent it from being
hacked. That's it right there.
I'm sorry.
Is joining us. Darren, I just want to make sure we understand. They were exploited, by the way, on a very easy security breach. Okay, I'm not sure if you know that, okay?
This is your area of expertise.
Which they were alerted regarding the security situation prior to it happening.
Right. See, boom. That is exactly the kind of information that is critical in a court case that relates to this now hacked information being out there in the world. Because it's this element of knowledge that when a business owner or a business entity knows or reasonably should know about a situation, that's when you now have exposure. Mm-hmm. And this shows up in a lot of different contexts, but this is a prime example
of
it.
Problem.
And I think we're going to see lawsuits from it. And then, by the way, for the entrepreneurs in the audience, this is where it is so important that not only you have an appropriate business entity that you formed, like the good work that our friends at LegalZoom do, it not only is important that you form the correct entity to engage in the business that you're in, but you've got to treat that entity appropriately, or else somebody suing you can pierce that corporate veil and actually get to the shareholders.
So Darren Cavanaugh could be seen on Investigation Discovery.
Deadly Sins.
There you go. And also, if you have an issue, it's 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Call me anytime.
Anywhere in the United States?
You know, I practice here in California.
I know, but you've
made call 1-800-NO-CUFFS. I know, lawyer, because of the nature of the work I do.
You do.
I got connections everywhere.
Rolo, and Nick, they produce the show. On the other side, it's Brittany and Bridget. They bring great guests. And I want to thank everybody who joined us on the show, from Richard Bloom to Nate Hofseffel to Alan Wankus to, of course, Darren Cavanaugh. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Go to our website, businessrockstars.com, play.it for our podcast. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
BizTalk Radio.